This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Whitson. It's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. I like the story from Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14. You've perhaps read it or heard about it, may have been listening to someone talk about the parable, or as we call it today, a story about a Pharisee and a tax collector. Now, here were two men with very different perspectives on things like forgiveness and their relationship with God. And this is what happened. The Pharisee stood up in the temple and he prayed about himself. This is what he said. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men. I'm not a robber. I'm not an evildoer. I'm not an adulterer or even like this tax collector over there. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all that I get. But the scripture says the tax collector stood off at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. But he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now, it's a very interesting story because in that parable that Jesus gave, and he always gave these stories to make people think about the deeper issues of life. You have two men who went up to the temple to pray. The Pharisee, he represented, I guess, the best of religious people. People trusted the Pharisee. They were the learned gentlemen, if you like, of the religious establishment. But on the other hand, he represented the people who trusted in themselves, and he saw himself as a righteous man, and he despised other people as a result. But on the other hand, the tax collector, or the publican as we call him, he represented the worst of men. There was a different attitude here about self and God. But you notice the prayer here, because the Pharisee prayed with himself. Well, he trusted himself, and a prayer that seemed, appropriate to that time. Someone once said that it's a good example of a prayer that got no higher than the ceiling. He was talking about himself. And he was very thankful that he wasn't like other people. He wasn't an extortioner. He didn't rob others. He said he treated people fairly. He was pure. He was committed, obviously, to his marriage. No adulterous affairs going on. And he wasn't like the tax collector. The tax collector was a betrayer of his own people. And the tax collectors were noted as people that didn't practice their religion. But he mentions nothing here about sins of the heart, or some of the private sins are not always that obvious. So he hadn't committed the open sins, and so he saw himself as one who was favoured in God's sight. Now, this good man, he fasted twice a week. He was really serious about his faith, and he gave tithes of all that he possessed. So it wasn't just 10% of his income that he got, but he tithed everything. So this parable that Jesus explained must have upset the self-satisfied who believed in their own goodness, and I think it probably brought comfort to those who were beginning to buckle under the weight of self-contempt. So here he was, the first man, decent, law-abiding. But the question is, why would Jesus condemn him and declare the second man to be justified instead? Well, the Pharisee, the first man, saw himself as different. He had achieved everything that he wanted to achieve, while the other man obviously thought that he hadn't achieved anything much in life. He couldn't even raise his eyes to heaven. So to suppose that God makes some men good and others evil is to deny a truth. And the truth is Romans 3, verse 23. It's another great verse of Scripture to think of sometime. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that means that the religious person has fallen short as well, that he is a sinner. So we might be different to other people, but we are the same in the fact that we are born in sin. So Jesus said the Pharisee prayed about himself because he saw no need for God. He was quite self-satisfied. But here was the tax collector who was prepared to be humble. I think it's a great lesson of humility. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the good things that we see. We might see cloud and rain. The next day we see sunshine or sunrise. We might see the moon on the water. And Lord, we understand that sometimes your glory is withheld from us. But help us, Lord, to see a glimpse of your glory at all times. As we serve you today, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.